रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 31. रावण थ्रोज एन इल्यूजन ओवर सीता. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. When the spies told Ravana of the monkey hosts, unapproachable to foes, and Rama encamped on Mount Suvela, the ruler of Lanka was a little upset thereby, and said to the minister standing by him, Rakshasas, now is the time for us to take counsel together. Fetch here all my ministers who are experts in the science of polity. Soon they came there accordingly, and he took counsel with them at great length about the steps to be taken. Then he gave them leave to depart and himself retired into his palace. Then he sent for the Rakshasa Vidyujiva. Friend, you are the master of illusion. There is nothing of magic that you do not know. You are strong, courageous and valiant. Let us throw an illusion over Sita. Fashion by your art a likeness of the head of Rama and of Kodanda, his bow. The Rakshasa said humbly, your orders shall be obeyed. Ravana was pleased and rewarded him amply with coin and ornaments. Then, moved by a strong desire to behold Sita once more, the mighty king went to the Ashoka grove and found Sita bowed down with grief, still seated on the bare earth. Ill-fitted to endure suffering, she sat there helpless in the midst of the terrible Rakshasas, and meditating all the time on her lord Rama. Ravana drew near her, and as if he brought her some joyful news, he cried audaciously, Sita, despite my best efforts to win you over, you trusted Rama for help, and you put me to shame with cruel words, didn't you? Now that warrior, who by a stroke of luck killed my generals Kara and Dushna, he himself has been slain in battle by my troops. The thing upon which you depended for support has now been uprooted. I have brought your pride to dust, have I not? This calamity will of itself bring you to me as my wife without any word of request from me. Cast away from you this foolish obstinacy. Rama is dead. What use can he be to you now? You shall be the queen and mistress of all my wives. Oh, you have gathered little merit in the past. You have gone without wealth and the pleasures of love, the supreme ends of life. Fool that you are, you are proud of your fancied wisdom. Let me tell you how Rama met his death, even as Vritra the Asura met his death at the hands of Indra. Intending to kill me, he had come to the northern shores of the ocean and was encamped there with the army of Sugriva. At night, when they were deep asleep after their long and weary travel, my spies visited the camp secretly and discovered every detail that I wanted. My Rakshasa forces, led by Prahasta, has annihilated from the face of the earth the army of Rama and Lakshmana with broad swords, iron wheels, clubs, bolts, sticks, loaded with molten metals, with cudgels and pestles and other weapons. My Rakshasas wreaked havoc among the monkeys. Then Prahasta, the terror of his foes, came upon Rama, where he lay sound asleep and deftly cut off with his sword the head of your husband. Vibhishana was caught trying to escape. Lakshmana and the monkey troops have been scattered to the various quarters of the earth. Sugriva lies there with his neck broken, Hanuman with his jaw shattered. Jambavan, with his legs cut off, is stretched on the ground like a tree uprooted. Man and Dvivida are swimming in a pool of blood, heaving deep sighs and dismal groans. They are severely cut at the loins and can hardly survive. Panasa lies on the ground, pierced like a jackfruit by my Rakshasas. Dadimukha too lies there, cloven to pieces by many Narachas. Kumuda of mighty luster lies silenced by arrows. Like the cloud banks being shattered by a storm, some monkeys were trampled to death by elephants and chariots. Some were caught as they fled. Some ran here and there in terror. Some were hit from behind and taken prisoners. Like a herd of elephants chased by mighty lions, the monkey army was thrown into confusion in a moment. Some fell into the sea, some sprang into the sky. Bears clambered up the trees like monkeys and so escaped. The monkeys could not make out their friends from foes in the darkness of the night, and so they fought one another to death on mountains and seashore and in the woods. Thus, your husband and his army have been utterly destroyed by my forces. And now you shall see the head of Rama covered with dust and blood. He called a Rakshasi and said to her loud enough for Sita to hear, "Fetch with you Jiva, he has brought the head of Rama from the field of battle." Forthwith, Vidyajiva brought the head and bow of Rama, bowed before his lord, and stood there awaiting orders. Then Ravana said to him, "Place in front of Sita the head of her husband. Let her see with her own eyes and know that Rama is dead." Then that Rakshasa placed before her the lovely head of Sri Rama. Ravana took the bow of Rama from the hands of Vidyajiva and said to Sita, "Lo, the bow of your husband. Prahasta, my general, slew him at midnight and brought this to me." He pointed to the head and the bow and cried to Sita, "Now at least will you yield to me and do my will?" Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunam Te Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.